This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and today I'm hosting an amazing lady. She's a singer, writer, and a female rapper, and her name is Ms. Nee. So, hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope everybody's doing good out there, too. And how are you? Are you doing pretty good yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I'm really happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
I'm extremely happy to be here. You know, this is actually my first interview.
Really?
You know, I've been played on radio a couple of times. And I've done some online blog posts, interviews, and magazines. You know, but I've never done a podcast or radio interview such as this one, or a talk show interview. So I'm extremely touched at this moment. I'm like really, really happy. So thank you for having me.
Wow, we're flattered that you chose us for your first ever interview. Thank you very much. So to start off this interview, I wanted to ask you if you could tell me what's new and what are you working on right now?
Well, what's new in the work right now is my new album, Roses and Sacrifice. I pretty much see that album as, you know, the beginning of a relationship when you're first meeting someone, and then, you know, how they make you feel so bossed up, so special, and then it spirals down after that. So that's where the sacrifice comes. You know, you get the roses and then you get the sacrifice. I feel like that's like, to me, I was going for an R&B hip hop vibe, you know, because I sing and I rap. So that's the vibe that I was going for in Roses and Sacrifice. So you guys definitely go check it out.
Yeah, and you recently released two new songs, Toddy Hottie and Pick Me Nisha, and we like it very much. So can you tell me more about these songs?
Yes. So Toddy Hottie is actually a song that I've written all my songs. Toddy Hottie is a song that I've written and I rap on. I released that back of late 2020, November the 7th to be exact. And that was on my EP, Closet Freak. I believe I have 10 tracks on Closet Freak. And I released that song, and that song just like basically took off, you know, as an independent artist. And I didn't really have that much exposure or press, and it really took off. Started hearing it played on radio stations. Woohoo! I started hearing it play on radio stations, and I even got nominated for an Academy Music Award.
Wow.
And I won. Wow. I won for Best Rap in Hip Hop for the song Thotty Hottie. So
amazing.
You know, Thotty Hottie is just an amazing song. It's that woman empowerment song. The word thought actually means that, let's just say, harlot over there. And I like the flip it and say Thotty Hottie, you know, take a very mean, you know, cruel word placed on a woman and flip it and say, no, pretty face, sexy body, and your goodies ain't for everybody. You know, just let women know that you have to take back power.
Yeah.
Because men could be out here and they talk about everybody else who have this privilege, but they have male privilege, and they'll use a word like that to feel powerful. And you have to take it back. Take back the power, ladies. And, you know, me being who I am, I love to talk about femininity and hypergamy and things of that nature. So yeah. I throw a little bit of that element in the song Thotty Hottie as well. I'm very proud of the song Thotty Hottie. I could definitely see Thotty Hottie, you know, being very huge. Like going far, you know, further than it is right now.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah. It gave me this vibe of that truth hurts, you know, like Lizzo, that truth hurts, you know, how like 2 years down the line, you know, the song was just like a massive hit. So I can definitely hear Thotty Hotty being that song. And there's a part in there that women are just going to be like, yes. And they're going to be like, Thotty Hotty, Thotty Hotty, Thotty Hotty, Thotty Hotty, Thotty Hotty, Thotty Hotty. Pretty face, sexy buddy, but who ain't for everybody. Now, I'm just trying to give you guys like the radio version.
Yeah, that's you know? Amazing.
But yeah, go check Thotty Hotty out. Go stream that. Okay, it's on all major platforms. And also, Pick Me Nisha. Pick Me Nisha. Pick Me Nisha. Girl, ain't nobody trying to be ya. Yeah, go stream Pick Me Nisha as well. Now, Pick Me Nisha is on Roses and Sacrifice album. So that is actually my latest track that you guys need to go stream. And once again, it's basically telling a young woman who, you know, basically want to be the pick me, you know, she's the pick me Nisha, you know, we're giving them names now. So she's the pick me girl, like, oh, I cook, I clean. And oh, if you have like no money, I'll still take care of you. I'll buy you things. Like, girl, like, fall back. You're doing the most. It's like, that is just like not even that serious to be taking on that much responsibility for a grown man. Men are typically providers, and we want it to keep that way. Well, at least, you know, my type of music and the type of things that I talk about, femininity and hypergamy and leveling up, I definitely want to keep that way. Now, it's nothing wrong with a woman who wants to cook for her male child. That's how I got my significant other. You know, I cook that good food. Anyways, there's nothing wrong with a woman wanting to cook and a woman who wants to keep her house clean and tidy or anything like that, right? But it's when you're taking on these other responsibilities and you're making a man just like slide through and not do anything, you know? And that's why in the first verse I said, some of you girls are so desperate for these men. You take the green sign, I call you Nickelodeon. Pick me, Patty, man, Haynes. Your mama tell you, bro, dudes are phase. Put your hand down, ain't time to raise. Don't go to church, it's time to raise. China, trade me, reverse psychology. China, make me feel so sorry. Boy, got issue with me? No, got issue with his mommy. Wanna take accountability? Damn, please just stop. Grab a blink for baby Bob. Barney, I'm a lifestyle Barbie, don't throw pity parties. You know, and basically what I'm rapping is like,
yeah,
you know, a lot of these girls would take these men when, you know, they leak in the green goo. You know what I mean? Ooh. You know, they would take these guys in their worst situations and they're leaving themselves in harm's way and in danger. And they don't care because they want to be a pick me so much. They'll go through the pain. They'll go through the trial. They'll go through struggle, love, and my brand is about getting out of struggle love, being on the no diet, you know, taking the pink pill, leveling up because it is our level up season. And I want young girls to know, especially the young girls to know that you don't have to waste your time on a man who doesn't value you, who doesn't pick, who doesn't choose you first. You should never have to be a pick me. Allow them to choose you and want to be with you. So that's what I'm basically saying, you know, in Pick Me Nisha, you know, stop trying to be the pick me, you know.
Yeah.
And we all been there when we're in a relationship and we're like, oh, he don't have a car right now. But, you know, I'll still be with him because, you know, he's safe. He's a good man. He got potential. What potential? You with a man for more than a month and he still haven't proved to you that he have potential to boss you up or himself up, throw up the deuces. He ain't the one. You know what I mean? So that's a pick me Nisha, you know? So the songs, if you really understand what I like to sing about, you know, women empowerment, hypergamy, leveling up. And I like to use current words, you know, that the kids, the young ones are talking about, you know, like pick me, you know, or thotty or thought, you know, I flip it with Thotty Hotty. I flip it with Pick Me Nisha, you know? So, yeah. I love these songs. And I want you guys to go stream these songs because, you know, it really gives a good message. And it really shut down when people are always talking about female rappers are always rapping about their kitty cat and popping in and stuff like that. Well, fellas, can you handle Thotty Hottie? Can you handle Pick Me Nisha? Huh? I don't know if they're ready yet, but.
Oh, they're ready. They have to be. Okay, so can you tell me, how does this current global situation impact your music career? Did you get the chance to have any concerts or maybe local gigs?
Well, you know, with the current global pandemic and the situation of that, I can't really go out and perform like I would like to. And that's something that I definitely will want to.
Yeah.
I had a show that I was going to do in Miami and in Tampa, but my safety and getting back home safe to my loved ones is everything to me. So I didn't want to put myself in danger. I notice a lot of people do that. You know, they still go out, they still perform, not wear no mask, not encouraging their fans to wear a mask. And I'm always encouraging my Ms. Alien to wear a mask, okay? I think virtual concerts is something that I definitely, you know, it was in talks of me to do a virtual concert. However, it was either, you know, setting up a virtual concert or putting out a new album or EP, and I decided to go with a new album. And that's where we are right now, Roses and Sacrifice. So go stream it, everybody.
And what's next for the upcoming months? What are your plans?
There's a lot of things that I want to be doing. Definitely, I'm going to be trying to get Black Belly Girl Trap Music album out quicker than I did Roses and Sacrifice. I'm definitely wanting to do more press junkets and get more press. You know, putting my brand and my name, Ms. Neek, out there for everyone to know and hear. So definitely, there's a lot of things that I definitely want to do. There's a lot of more people that I want to work with. I would like to go on tour if that's possible. You know, I don't know how the pandemic is going to be. You know, you're always hearing something in the news about being mandated. So, you know, but like I said, I'm a firm believer in virtual performances as well. Definitely want to be playing on the radio more. And I just want to take over, you know, maybe viral TikTok, you know, because I don't think there's anything wrong with going viral on TikTok. I think it helped a lot of people's career. And, you know, I just really admire artists that can navigate on that or even made a career out of it where nobody knew them before. So definitely just getting my brand out there. You know, there's so much things that I want to do. Getting my brand out there, having more EP and albums. Yeah.
And what about duets? Are you maybe planning on any duets in the future?
Well, I've actually done a feature. On Closet Freak, I had no features. I just wanted you guys to hear me. And then I also put out a side project, which was a Christmas EP, Present for Santa. It was originally going to be titled Santa Claus Side Chick. But Bonafide Records, my independent, they, you know, my little team that I have, they were like, let's try to clean it up a little bit. But that's a fun Christmas album EP that you guys should go check out, Present for Santa. It's very fun. It'll take you on a venture and a ride
like no other.
So I didn't do any features then, but I did do a feature on Roses and Sacrifice with a Korean-American artist, Sanagi. and he is just so amazing. Like, as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, I came up with a song on the spot. And I was like, you know, I was like, I definitely got to do this song with them. And the song is called Friend Zone. And it goes like this.
It's so hard to keep you in the friend zone.
Friend zone.
When my man is never at home. Ooh, it's so hard to keep you in the friend zone. When you're the type I can't leave alone.
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much for that.
Yes, I just had an acapella you something. So, you know, I write, sing, and rap. And when I heard Sanagi's voice, I automatically just went into writing song mode and really hearing his voice and putting it into a song that would fit not only what I was going for Roses and Sacrifice. So if you guys listen to the album, you understand what I mean. I tried to strategically place the songs in orders where it's taking you guys on a journey. You know, the beginning of a relationship and how everything turns slowly sour, where when there's even your friend who's a guy who you don't necessarily even want to be in a relationship with, you start to see him in an emotional relationship way, you know, but you still want to keep him in a friend zone. Oops. But definitely, I want to work with more artists, K-pop artists, reggae artists, because I am Jamaican, you know, Caribbean American, if we want to be politically correct here. But because I am also Jamaican, I love to work with reggae artists. And reggae music is the reason why I rap. Right? I really started to rap. I love Lady Saw. I love Beanie Man. So yes, definitely. I would love to work with more different artists. I even want to work with a country singer because, you know, I love voices like Leanne Rimes. You know, I love Whitney Houston, Alanda Adams. So growing up, I love those amazing singers. So even gospel, you know, a worship track, you know, something fun, you know, something uplifting, you know. Like I said, you know, I'm really knocking down that stereotype that all female rappers rap about the same pop and the goodies, you know what I mean? So I definitely want to work with different artists, because working with different artists give you a different vibe. You start picking up different energies, and that's always a beautiful thing in music, you know? So yeah, go stream Friend Zone. I'm featuring Sanji. Okay, go stream that song. Okay, Ms. Aliens, go stream. And if you're not a Ms. Alien, you will become a Ms. Alien. There's gonna at least be a song on the track that you're gonna bump your head to and be like, okay, I didn't know I liked this girl before, but okay.
Okay, now I have a few really random questions for you. So are you ready?
Sure. I'm always up for some random questions. Oh no. I wonder what you're gonna ask, but you know what? I'm ready.
Okay, so my first random question is, what's your favorite food?
Okay. What's my favorite food? I would definitely have to say, because I am Jamaican, I would definitely have to say that I love Jamaican food. Like, one of my favorites would have to be oxtail and rice and peas with the plantain on the side. I guess you guys call it plantains, but I call it plantain. So I would definitely do that. And with the cabbage, the steamed cabbage on there. Oh my gosh. You know, that's how I got my significant other, child. I was cooking for him. But definitely I would have to say Jamaican food. I've never went to a Jamaican restaurant that was stingy with their food. You know, you eat at other restaurants and you're hungry like 10 minutes afterwards and you still have to go snack on something, but you go eat at a Jamaican restaurant and like they're giving you a home cooked meal. If you haven't, you know, eat all that day. And, you know, instead of spending your money on a burger and french fries or whatever it may be, you go to a Jamaican restaurant, they're going to give you a home-cooked meal. You're an out-of-towner, you know, and you don't have nobody cooking for you or whatever it may be. They're going to give you a home-cooked meal, you know. And I've been cooking ever since I was a kid, you know, watching my parents cook, watching one of my brothers cook. Like I always said, there's like layers to our cooking. You know, I have four brothers and one sister. So I have five siblings. And there's like layers to our cooking. And I feel like with me, I probably come in maybe second or third place, because I feel like my father taught my brother how to cook, you know. So ladies, yeah, when you get in a Caribbean man, they're gonna know how to cook, you know, daddy gonna teach them, you know what I mean? So, you know, my parents wasn't biased about who should do the girl roles, who should do the men roles and stuff like that. And I think that's why I had that mentality, because I don't necessarily think somebody need to take on a feminine trait or a masculine trait. However, I'm very girly and very pink, and I just like it when, you know, men do sweet things to me. But definitely I love Jamaican food and I love cooking as well.
All right, so my second random question is, are you a cat person or a dog person, and do you have any pets?
I would say I'm more of a cat person, you know. I just resonate more with cats. You know, I like cheetah print, and that would definitely be an album that I would definitely want to title for an album, Cheetah Print. Hopefully very soon, claims it. But definitely Cheetah Print, you know, remind me of that cheetah, you know, remind me of those cats. And I love cats, and I can't really get into dogs that much, you know. I've had dogs growing up, but I'm just more so a cat person. Even though every time when I see a cat, it's like it's always telling me something, like there's going to be a shift or a change, or someone who's in your life will be leaving and stuff like that. I'm a very spiritual person, so I resonate more with cats. You know, I feel like they could be fortune tellers in some way, if that makes sense to any of you. But definitely, I would say cats, and I love birds. I love birds. I love hummingbirds, you know. Growing up, when I had these birds, they would always sing with me. You know, when I sing a song, my bird would sing with me. Oh my gosh. And I love birds. And peacocks are so beautiful. They're showstoppers.
All right, next one. If you could choose between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
I would definitely want to be invisible. I heard some people say flying. No, I want to be invisible. I mean, if I had a superpower, that would be one of the superpowers that I would do. You know, I think when you're invisible, you can do anything, you know. And it kind of reminds me of that movie, The Invisible Man. I love, you know, I like to consider myself a quadruple or triple or quadruple or triple, triple, triple threat. So I love to sing, dance, write, act, produce. So I've been in acting class, you know, and took acting class and singing lessons, just different things my whole entire life. And I would definitely say I would love to do the movie, The Invisible Woman. You know, they have The Invisible Man, but maybe they could twist it and give it a different modern day vibe by adding a woman in it. But I would definitely want to be invisible, because I think that would be a cool superpower, and it would be a nice movie starring me, Miss Lee.
All right. And last but not the least, is there something you would like to say to your fans?
Oh, we're at the end. Well, I'm so happy that, you know, made it to the end of this interview. This was really fun, you know.
Thank you.
To my Miss Aliens, I just want you guys to know, you know, while these other people are talking about what they're going to do this summer,
and how they're going to dominate the summer. You allow them to do their summer, but allow us to stay on code and stay on that level up season, okay? They do stuff for the summer. We're doing things that will help us and prepare us 5 years down the line, 6 years down the line. It will prepare us for things and accomplishments and goals and accolades that we want, that we need. Okay, Ms. Aliens? So don't be spending your money, fix your credit. If you want your credit, be good. You know, save. You know what I mean? You want to get married 2 years or a year from now. You know, you want to have that child that you always wanted with your husband or your significant other, you know, a year from now or a few months from now. Really plan, manifest. I'm a firm believer in manifest. I manifested my significant other. I manifested, you know, amazing things. If you want that man that's going to boss you up and place you in a nice big house, you want that nice big house, you want to close on your mortgage, you want to make sure that you get that house, you want to pay off your student debts, you want to be able to travel the world 2 years from now, girl, or boys, you need to start right now, Ms. Aliens. This is the time. Don't be out there trying to catch a hot summer. You want to be on that level up season. You want to have amazing things that will help you and elevate you. Do you believe it? Do you see it? Can you feel it? I need you to say sling, sling, sling. Huh, Ms. Aliens? We say sling, sling, sling because everything that you want, but you may not see it right now, but it is in your path because you are manifesting it to be a reality. So you're going to sling for it like a slingshot. So you say sling, sling, sling. You want that car? Sling. You want your mortgage to be paid off? Sling. You want to get married by the end of the year? Sling. You want everything? Sling, 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 sling. Do you believe it? Do you feel it? Do you want it? You have to believe in it. You have to chase after your goal. Make your dream a reality. And that's what I leave you with, okay? And make sure you guys stream my songs. It will motivate you. It will push you to the core to be the best version that you can be. And I thank you guys so much. And I thank you so much for being a huge drive in my career that I can continue doing this for you guys. Thank you so much, Ms. Aliens. Mwah! Seal it with a kiss. Mwah! Ms. Aliens. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to me and hearing me. And make sure you guys stream my songs, you know, Roses and Sacrifice, my new release. Make sure you guys go stream that. Make sure you guys support me as an independent artist out here, you know, trying to, you know, really do something amazing for female hip hop as well. Also, you guys can catch me on Instagram at official Ms. Neek. That's official Ms. Neek, MEZNIQUEE. And I don't really use Twitter that much, but you can always catch me. It's just Ms. Neek and the letter M. And I also have Facebook, Ms. Neek fan page. So you guys can catch me there. And also you guys can always catch my music streaming at all major platforms. So thank you guys so much for having me. Bye.
All right, Ms. Neek, thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show, and we would be happy to talk to you again anytime. And also a big thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for listening, and of course, stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.